يأمن الذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, what's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. We are all travelers on the path to Allah. I have my struggles and you have your struggles. That's why it's very important that we help one another. We encourage one another to be better, to be stronger, to be more connected to Allah. I'd like to share with you an amazing story narrated by Sheikh Muhammad Mukhtar al-Shanqiti about the power of dua during the last third of the night. Sometimes our resolve in dua might weaken because we don't see the fruits of our dua. And we have to understand and know that Allah accepts every dua. It just manifests in different ways. Allah says yes to our duas. He says yes, but not now. And He says yes, but I have something better for you. And inshallah, this story will help us find the missing ingredient in our du'as. So the Sheikh starts off and he says that Allah is the King of Kings. He is the Almighty, the compeller of everything in the heavens and the earth. قُلْ مَنْ بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. In whose hand is the kingdom of everything? Everything is under Allah's control. Everything is under His command. You only need to give Him your heart. You need to have certainty in Him. You need to turn to Him truthfully. The Sheikh mentions he knew an individual who had some serious problems that were work-related, and he was suffering from grief and sadness. So by the will of Allah, he ended up meeting him one day, and this individual was in bad physical shape. He was sad and in pain. So the Sheikh says that this individual came to him and he asked him that if he knew anyone that could help him with his problem. So the man said, "Did you see so-and-so?" And the Sheikh replied, "No." And the Sheikh asked him that, "Has your problem been resolved?" And the person replied that, "Until now it hasn't been resolved. And I'm searching for a certain individual so that he can help me with my issue." So the Sheikh said, no, you don't need this individual. There is someone else who can solve your problems and is sufficient for all your troubles. So the man said, "Who is this person? Can you talk to the head of my department and convince him?" And the Sheikh said, "Yes, of course." So the man said, "Do you know him?" The Sheikh said, "Yes." And the man said, "Can you speak to him for me?" The Sheikh said, "Yes, and you can too." So the man said, "No, thank you, Jazakallah khair, but it's sufficient that you talk to him." Then the Sheikh said, "I don't need to, you can do it." So the man asked, "Who is it?" And the Sheikh replied, "Allah." And the man said, "Huh?" And the Sheikh again, he said, "Allah." And the man said, "What?" So the Sheikh said, "I told him, ittaqillah, be mindful of Allah. If I told you that it was a certain important person, you would get excited and say, 'Let's go.' But I tell you it's Allah, and you say, 'Huh?' You don't really know who Allah is. You think you know Him, but in this situation, you don't know Him as you should. Have you tried turning to Him?" So the Sheikh said that this individual, he spent 3 months going to different people, but no one was able to help him. The Sheikh continues, "I told him to try making dua in the last third of the night. Try it, as Allah says during this time, 'Is there anyone who will call upon me so I can answer his supplication?' I asked him, 'Were you oppressed? Were you wronged?' He said, 'Yes.' 'Was your right taken from you?' He said, 'Yes.' So the Sheikh said, 'You tried the people, now try the Lord of the people. Get up during the last third of the night and feel as if you are in front of Him. Worship Him as if you are seeing Him and complain to Him all of your problems, all of your issues. Lay it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.'" So the Sheikh met him after a week and he was a completely different person. His face was radiating with happiness. Something good had happened to him by the will of Allah as he was looking for work. So this individual told the Sheikh that something amazing had happened when I left you. I stopped looking for that individual who could help me, because by Allah, I needed to hear what you said. And the solution I was looking for was with Allah all along. He continues and he says that I went home that night and I fell asleep and I woke up during the last third of the night. It was as if somebody woke me up. That was because he was truthful with Allah. Normally, I don't wake up at that time. But I don't know how, but I woke up. It was as if somebody really wanted me to wake up. So I woke up and I prayed and I made dua and I turned to him as if I was seeing him, as if I was present in front of him. He said, "Subhanallah, I woke up the next day and I wanted to go to the place where I'm looking for work. When I was heading there, I felt like something was telling me instead of going through the city, I should go around it. And there was no need for me to actually go that way. So on the way, I passed by a certain administration building. And as I passed it, I thought to myself, what's the harm in going in and seeing if they have any work available? And he said, Wallahi, it was as if somebody was guiding me. So I went to the head of the department. And when I came in, he stood up and he greeted me. And he gave me salam. He said, how are you? I said, fine, alhamdulillah. Then I told him my issue and that I'm looking for work. And he said that we're actually looking for people like you. And he said, we actually have positions open. These are the positions that are open. Choose which one you want. The least of these positions were better than the one he was searching for through that certain someone. Then he sent me to the HR department and he told them to tell them that I have sent you to be hired for this position. So the man is telling the sheikh that I was shocked. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't believe that in the blink of an eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved all my issues. So the sheikh says that Allah was not pleased that the night would pass and this person's grief was still in his heart. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. So the sheikh says, my brothers, we don't know Allah. We don't really know him. We know him, but when it comes to the application of that knowledge, taking action, having certainty and trusting in Allah, we don't know him. We should complain only to Allah. All our affairs, we should turn it over to Allah. He says that the sweetness of this world and the sweetness of life is having complete certainty and faith in Allah. That's why if you were to bring a strong believer, somebody who had that faith in Allah, and you told him that all of the jinn and people were plotting against you, he would say, La ilaha illallah, hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. That Allah is sufficient for me, and he is the best one to take care of my affairs. That's why the prophets were the people with the most faith and certainty in Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam was tested by Allah. He was thrown into this massive burning fire for 7 days. It was so large that they couldn't throw him directly into it. They had to use a catapult to throw him into it from a distance. When they launched him and he was in the air, Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and said, do you need any help? This is Jibreel we're talking about. He could easily put out that fire with one wing. And imagine if it was one of us and Jibreel came to us and asked us this question, what would we say? We would probably say, save me, O Jibreel. But he came to Ibrahim and he asked him, do you need any help? And Ibrahim alayhi salam said, as from you, no. But from Allah, yes, the only one I need is Allah. And he said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil, that Allah is sufficient for me and the one, the best one to take care of my affairs. Hasbi means he is sufficient for me. And ni'mal wakil, the best disposer of affairs, is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah said in the blink of an eye to the fire, Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim, that be cool and safe for Ibrahim. This strong faith that Ibrahim alayhi salam had made him an ummah, made him a leader for the people of taqwa. As Allah says, Inna Ibrahima kana ummah, that he, this one person, was an entire nation. He was an example for everyone to follow. He became a one-man nation because of his faith. And it is this certainty, this faith that we need. We need to be nurtured by it. And this is the reality of holding fast onto Allah. It is the sweetness of faith and the beauty of Iman. That is why you will never find a true sincere believer that is tested through different trials from the people and jinn, and they understand that all of this is nothing compared to Allah's power and His greatness. So my dear brothers and sisters, the key ingredient in our du'as is having that certainty, is calling upon Allah as if we are in front of Him, as if we are directly present in front of Him. Ask yourself, when I make dua to Allah, how certain am I that He will answer my dua? How present am I when I'm calling upon Him? Do I really feel as if I'm right in front of Him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ud'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijaba," that call upon Allah while being certain that He will respond to you. This is the state where we all need to get to, including myself, where we worship Allah as if we're standing right in front of Him. We have complete certainty in Him. And we complain only to Allah and we live in the way that shows that we know who Allah is. Don't just know Allah on a cognitive level, but this knowledge needs to translate into action. This is how we should live our life, being mindful and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be the first one we turn to when anything happens. Not the last, when every door is closed, then we turn to Allah. But we start with Allah. From the beginning to the end, we should always be turning to Allah because He is the only one that can help us. So to end, what can we do in order to take our relationship with Allah to that level of certainty? Jazakumullahu khairan for watching. Don't forget to comment and subscribe for more. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ.